Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now a call-in on athletics and politics. The Russian crackdown on so-called gay propaganda has sparked worldwide protests, as you no doubt know, and calls for a boycott even of the upcoming Winter Olympics in Sochi. But would-be Olympic competitors say in many cases that the games are not the place for politics and that a boycott would unfairly deny them their once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Athletes, what do you think about this? 212-433-WNYC. If you participate, if you're at the level of Olympic athletes, does that in effect condone Russian policy? We're going to open up the phones now to share your take at 212-433-WNYC. Now, we don't expect that there are a lot of Olympic athletes listening at any given moment, but maybe you've been competitive enough to aspire earlier in life or these days to participating in the Olympics. What would you think about using it for any kind of political statement? Or what do you think about your responsibility to reflect a concern about human rights when you do go to a country? 212-433-WNYC. For example, the openly gay figure skater and two-time Olympian Johnny Weir earlier this month, whose husband is of Russian descent, by the way, spoke with WNYC's Amy Eddings, and he had this to say.
I've never thought of the Olympics as a political statement. There are times for peace. There are times for us to be dazzled by the world's athletes and their expertise from all over the world. It's a time when countries are supposed to lay down arms and respect a peacetime. And in those ways, I really think a boycott is in the wrong as far as the athletes are concerned.
So do you agree with Johnny Weir? Should the Olympics be a time for international cooperation without political context? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And, of course, there are other means of protest besides a full-out boycott. Just last weekend at the World Championships in Moscow, the Swedish high jumper Emma Green Tregaro and sprinter Moa Jelmer painted their nails in a rainbow pattern. Did you notice that in the news? The rainbow pattern, symbol of their support for gay rights. And though the Olympic Charter officially forbids political gestures at the games, we may see similar actions like that once the games begin in February. Relatively subtle, but probably prohibited by the IOC. Is this a good middle ground, or do even these small gestures go too far? Athletes in particular, what do you think? Would you use your prominence in sport for this kind of thing? Do you want to be left alone by the politics, even if it's politics for a good cause, in your opinion? Or do you feel a responsibility here? 212-433-WNYC, and we'll take your calls right after this. WNYC. All right, our lines are full of athletes who want to weigh in on what your responsibility is or what the responsibility of the rest of the world is to leave you alone when it comes to the Olympics and politics and human rights. And Mark Jennings calling in from Westport, Olympic athlete, right?
Yes, actually, I'm a regional and sectional figure skating champion, and I've traveled the world with the United States Figure Skating Association. And so I think I have a little experience in this subject.
Thank you so much for adding your voice. What are you thinking?
Well, you know, here's what I think. You know, just like when you visit anyone's home, there's going to be policies and procedures that they instill upon you. And as any competitor will tell you, is that, you know, when you travel, you're not there basically with your own political rules and regulations that you're trying to put on other people. You're there for the love of the sport, and that's what brings people together, is the love of the sport. I think the moment you start throwing the politics involved in it, then we would never leave the United States.
And people might protest in the United States. Lord knows this country does enough things that draw political ire around the world.
Absolutely. And whether you're doing a simple exhibition or you're doing something in a more elaborate, such as the Olympics or the World Championship, I can tell you when I went to Prague and I've been to certainly Moscow, Leningrad as well, no matter where I've gone, you know, you do have an obligation to focus on the reason why you're there. And that is to put your best performance forward. The moment you start allowing all these other distractions to come in, well, it really takes away from what your core and what your real mission is all about.
Would you draw a line anywhere? What if the Olympics were in Nazi Germany?
You know, I think if people are being invited to a country for the goodness of sport and the advancement of sport, it's almost like, you know, if you worked hard as an athlete to get to a certain point of your life where you have that opportunity to present yourself, and then someone else is going to come to you, no, we're boycotting it because we don't like their policies or procedures in reference to same-sex marriage, then you're just muddying it all up.
But I was asking, is there any atrocity that would be a step too far? We know there is the history of the 1936 Olympics in Berlin that Hitler used as a chance to portray his country and his regime in a positive light.
You know, I think we have to have good judgment, and I think we have to really rely on the organizations that are bringing us into those countries and let them do their due diligence. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm sure that, you know, that can present itself, but I don't think that's what we're talking about.
Mark, thank you very much. And he makes an interesting point about the IOC has a responsibility here to maybe not put the Olympics in something like a Nazi Germany. Brian in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Brian. As I told you, screener, I was never quite that good. I was always a sub-elite runner, but I ran against a lot of people and were beaten by them, frankly, who ended up in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And particularly the guys who had a chance to get into the 1980 Olympics, I've always felt that they got royally screwed.
Which, of course, the United States boycotted, and those were in Russia, too, and the U.S. boycotted because of the Russian invasion of Afghanistan.
Right, and then we invaded Afghanistan 22 years later, and
And one could argue that they weren't equivalent, but that's another show,
yeah.
And many perspectives on that.
Yeah, and by the way, I think the 1936 Olympic Games that were held in Berlin, and we did participate in, I think they just prove the value of remaining engaged in athletics, even despite the repugnant nature of the Nazi government at that time. I think the performance of Jesse Owens and the entire American team really proved Hitler wrong.
Brian, thank you very much. Donna in Bayonne, you're on WNYC. Hi, Donna.
Hi. I am not an athlete, but I am the sister of two athletes, wrestlers, one of whom was at the Olympics in Montreal in 1976, both of whom had high hopes of going to the 1980 Olympics in Moscow, and they couldn't. For one of my brothers, that was his only shot at the Olympics, and he lost it.
And so do you have any cognitive dissonance in your brain about his loss of that shot versus the larger things that were going on in the world that maybe needed to be protested?
Well, I don't believe that Jimmy Carter should have been making that decision. I think that the Olympic Committee should make that decision if the issues involved rise to such an extreme level,
mm-hmm.
and that the entire Olympics should be canceled or the venue should be moved.
And how about short of a boycott? For example, on our Facebook page, Mark is writing, I can't imagine that there's any chance of it, but I like George Takei's idea of moving the Winter Olympics to Vancouver, British Columbia. Without that, I think it would be great for attendees and competitors to wear rainbow colors as a clear statement. I think of the time that the Westboro Baptist Church protested the Quaker school in D.C. Sidwell Friends, the students, faculty, and staff simply stood outside quietly in counter-protest. It was very Quakerly. So what about rainbow-colored armbands or something like that in defiance of the Russians?
I think that's an excellent idea, and I think in general the world should do everything possible to exert pressure on Russia to change its policies toward gays and lesbian people. And they are clearly out of sync with the direction that the entire world is going.
Donna, thank you very much. Steve in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey,
what's your sport?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, what's your sport?
I'm actually an archer, and I've shot archery my entire life, and my father was an alternate for the 84 Olympic team, and I personally am a 2009 world champion crossbow shooter.
All right.
And I just want to reiterate basically what your first caller, Mr. Jennings, said, was essentially, the Olympics is not about politics. You can agree or disagree with whatever political statement that or policy your host country is making, and it doesn't matter during the Olympics. It's a time where all of these athletes, the best athletes in the world, come together and try to prove who's best. It's not a time to make political statements. It's not time anything like that. Everyone's there for the love of sports. And when you're standing on the shooting line, from my case, you don't care what country the guy is from next to you. You don't care what the policies of that country is. You just care that he's a competitor, and that you just want to show that you're better than him in the sport, not in politics or anything like that. The Olympics really should be a time period where everything else is set aside for the love of sport, and that's it.
And you can do that. You can compartmentalize enough to set everything else aside, no matter how horrific it may be.
Personally, I do have the ability to do that. I've shot internationally where places where you might not agree with what's going on there. But that's not your mm-hmm. point of being there. If you were there as a diplomat or something like that, mm-hmm. I can understand it. But you may not agree with what's going on there, but it doesn't make a difference.
Steve, thank you so much for speaking up. And Doug in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Doug.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right.
I'm not an athlete, but I really feel very strongly about this. Human rights are not politics. There is a difference. And it's not a matter of, like, whether they have a administration that's favorable to the U.S. or not. It's about actually, taking away people's rights. And people are being beaten. Some people have actually been killed. All in the name of homophobia. And, it's time that the IOC stand up to this. I mean, would they give the Olympics to a country that actually had slavery? I don't think so, because I think that's not politics. You can't say something like slavery is politics. And when you come to human rights, it's not about politics.
Can you make
it's
that
not a political thing.
Can you make that distinction so thoroughly? Because isn't the politics of it the pressure on a country to restore human rights or instill human rights?
I see this as a very black and white issue. I mean, you can't, when it comes to human rights, I mean, that's exactly what it is. And, you can definitely be inconvenienced by a law. That's one thing. Maybe that's politics. But we're talking about people being harmed. And that's where the line must be drawn. And I'm much more in favor of the idea of moving the Olympics to Vancouver, keeping it out of Russia until they have decent human mm-hmm. rights laws.
Doug, thank you. And Russell in Manhattan will, I think, get the last word. Hi, Russell.
Hi, how are you? As a proud father of a gay American, I'm disgusted by the way we're being manipulated into Russia bashing. And gay people are beaten and killed here regularly, right in the village. I noticed a sequence of events where Ed Snowden fled to Russia, and all of a sudden, gay rights at the Olympics became a burning issue.
It is pretty interesting. There are these two reasons that different groups of people have to want to boycott the Russia Olympics that seem to have mm-hmm. collided, right? A certain group that is really anti-Snowden, and then another group that is really pro-gay rights. But you think that the Snowden thing it got manipulated to really get the gay rights community more attention?
Well, I have a conspiratorial nature, and you know, the whole Arab Spring. I think the State Department is behind a lot of things that we can't see.
And Russell, that's going to have to be the last word. Snowden, gay rights, Arab Spring, Olympics. Thank you for your calls. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.